Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on the Healing Hour right now.
Yep, that's
Are
us.
We're here. That's us.
Dr. Sharon Martin and myself, this is the Healing Hour. This is where we're bridging the mystical and the scientific. But today is a very, very special show. And when Doc Martin and I looked at this and we talked about what we wanted to do today, one of the things that I'm doing in a couple of other circles, or what's really clear, we're not all doing it because, by the way, Sharon, we don't all know how to do it, but you know how to do it. And that is heal the hate. Heal the hate. Now, many people might be listening and saying, I don't hate anybody. As a matter of fact, I'm actually one of those people. You know, somebody asked me, name my top three people I hate once. And I couldn't quite get there. I don't know that I understand the meaning of hate, but there are definitely some things in the world that need healing, that I'm angry about, that I'm carrying a resentment about. But yet, the collective energy is that of hate, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
It is.
Even if we are trying really hard, as most of our listeners do try, to hold the light, to hold a higher vibration, we get so frustrated with those who are still in shadow and darkness that we end up hating them. I mean, how many of us hate policies and the politicians behind them that we don't agree with?
Exactly.
But you know, even more insidious is the places we hate ourselves.
That's it.
I mean, how many times have I hated myself because I didn't have a supermodel's body? How many times have I hated myself when I was always a good student that I didn't make the highest grade in the class? I mean, those little things, they seem little, but they're all that same energy.
You know, let's talk about this for a minute, because I don't know that without this conversation that you just brought to the surface, right, about the insidious nature of hate, right? And I say insidious because what I mean by that, it's insidious, but I think it's also elusive. And, you know, do some people wake up some days and hate? Yes, we can point to people in history that wake up. But there's another aspect to it, and that is a longer period of time where the inability to heal a wound just piles on the next wound and piles on the next wound and piles on the next wound. And there is such power in healing and forgiveness. And I don't say that lightly, because I had to learn about forgiveness. And the one thing I learned about forgiveness is that just because ABC hurt me in some way, I don't have to condone the action to let go of their energy. And that's what today's show is about. You are going to help us with hate and despair.
And you know, when you were talking about piling on and piling on, those kind of years and centuries of, again, the insidious nature of racism, finally it hit a breaking point.
Yeah.
And I think what we have to do, I can sit here and talk all along in psychotherapy terms or in, you know, listening to the Carter Center and how to be non-confrontational and how to, all of these literal world 3D fixes. But this thing is going to take bigger than our human minds, and it's going to take bigger than literal world fixes. So that's really where I'm coming from today, is I want to take some time, and we'll get to that after we talk for a bit. I want to take some time for us to drop into the place where we can set an intention, allow the energies to expand, and reach a higher power. And I'm talking about that in a spiritual sense. I'm talking about that as a cleaner energy field, because that's where our soul meets more clearly and cleanly with spirit. So if we can clear a little bit of that, and it goes as small as stopping yourself from saying that self-deprecating thing about yourself. Oh, I'm such an idiot. How many times do we say that? I mean, that's so little, but that's the same beginning of the bigger energy of actually hating someone, and leading to the violence that we see in this world. So that's kind of my goal for today, is we've got to turn this over to the bigger cheeses, way bigger than I am. Those of you who believe in God, those of you who believe in a universal force, in angel world, however you see it, we need to call in the big guns here. We're at a critical time and a critical opportunity.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I'm struck by, and you can't see this, but if anybody's watching Facebook, you'll see the beautiful imagery Olivia has put through here. You know, the roaring sea and ocean and the words that are associated with this. And yesterday, I had the opportunity to help five youngsters, and then Olivia did the edit on it, five youngsters who created a campaign to help bring water in the world, walk for water. And, you know, I had a moment, Doc Martin, I had a moment, and I thought about this as I got ready for today. You and I have taken a life's path. Let me just call it that, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a soul's path, but we popped into this world and off we went. We're out in the trajectory of the long and windy road, the ups and downs, the falling down, the picking up, the disappointments, the appointments, the whole range. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I think about this, and I think about you, Dr. Sharon Martin, MD, PhD, and me, right, better known as Bacilli for most of my life. No kidding. Like, Bacilli, get over here. That was it, right? Mm-hmm. To be here and talking about hate is so far removed from any possible vision I had for myself as a child. Right.
So filled
with hate.
Yep.
So far away from it.
Yep.
But here we are. And the fact that we're here, Doc, it means that we're called to be here. And we want to invite people listening today to take part of what you're about to do to help us all heal.
And I think even if you don't follow along while we're doing this live, because it will be recorded, that 20 to 30 minute time that we're going to drop into the quiet and connect to source, that is a powerful time to reset and stabilize your energy field. And we need to do that. I mean, we're so frazzled by the world, much less Corona. Mm-hmm. We need to take that time to reset. I call this REST, capital R-E-S-T, reset and stabilize, R-E-S-T. Reset and stabilize our energy field. So this meditation we're going to do today, yes, it's going to heal the hate, but even if you can't get to that mental awareness or thought process that you've healed any hate, you have quieted down and reconnected, reset and stabilized. And that is going to be hugely valuable.
And Charlene, I want to say, sorry, as soon as you come back on, hopefully we'll be able to bring you on before Sharon starts her meditation. Charlene, love to have your comments about the show today. That would be awesome.
And even we are going to have some minutes at the finish of it.
Yes, we will.
So we can regroup for that as well. Yeah.
You know, Linda, myself, and Jessica had a 2-hour meeting this morning, and that is very rare. Mm-hmm. That is rare for the three of us to get together and have that length of meeting. But there were a number of things we needed to cover. And one of the things that happened is the three of us ended up, our eyes filling up with tears at some point. And what we reminded each other of, no matter what we go through, no matter what we do, we have to treat each other with respect and kindness. It doesn't matter, you know, how many things break, fall apart, right?
Right.
You know, you can still provide feedback and do it in a way that's professional. But what we all really realize is we know that people are on the edge and they don't know what the edge is.
Yeah.
I want to go ahead and take a short break. When we come back, Doc Martin joining me here today is going to walk us through what this means to heal the hate. What does this mean? Do you have a little spot in your heart that is a little bit crusted over? Do you know how to detect what that is? You know, is there something in your life that's causing you to growl on the inside? You know, I mean, so funny story, not so funny, but uh-huh. I'm waiting for a Netflix series to come on that I'm like a little bit addicted to this one show. So okay, the announcement clearly says the 18th. I mean, it says the 18th.
Are you going to tell us what show it is?
In a minute, I will. But the 18th, it says it all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, I go to watch it. This is how I know what the edge starts to look like. And I can't find it. And I'm like, come on. This is the day. Today is the 17th. Yesterday was the 16th. And what it made me realize, after I realized there was not going to be anything that I could do, Sharon, to get that show to
you couldn't make this thing.
I tried to go and buy it. I tried to look at the upcoming and see. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is not the 18th. See, but I don't think I'm alone in that. And when we come back from break, this is what your meditation is going to help us with. It is a level of resetting and stabilizing, regardless of where we think we're at, because there's collective energy that is swirling. Dr. Sharon Martin, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, please, please get ready. If you're driving, you're probably going to want to stop. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Cempaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Doc Martin. I'm here with Dr. Pat. We're going to just do something a little bit different today instead of talking the whole time. We're in a crazy time in the world, and I think we need to reset and stabilize our energy field. I am an energy healer as well as a physician, and I use what I call maximum medicine, and that is trying to take what the indigenous have known for years and applying that in our modern day world. And in that realm is energy medicine, and that is healing the energy bodies. And we can do that in meditation. We can do that with intention. And my best allies in my healing practice, the ones that I go to the most, because for me, that's where I feel the power of the earth and the galaxy, is with stones. So we're going to take, in just a minute, we're going to switch my camera, a little bit homemade, but I think it'll still be pretty. Switch my camera over to my table where I have my mesa, which is my medicine bundle. And I have a prayer, a setup with my stones that we're going to use during this meditation. So you can either focus on the screen, because I think it's going to be quite beautiful, or you can close your eyes and relax. Obviously, if you're driving, pull off the side of the road or wait till you see the recorded version. But anyway, I'm Doc Martin. My website is drsharonmartin.com. That's drsharonmartin.com. Look at it, see if I can help you in any way. And just know that we're at a place where we can get some healing from different avenues and different sources. And I'm going to share that with you right now. And I want you guys to start dropping in, start feeling yourself getting quiet, maybe taking some nice deep breaths. And I want to drop into the energy that the stones are going to guide us in the way that they're set up here today. This is about healing the hate. And that's our shadow side, our irritation with ourselves, our crankiness with somebody else on the road, anything that pulls you away from unity, that pulls you away from being connected to others in the world. So taking a few nice deep breaths, just drop yourself down. Drop yourself down where you can feel the energies, feel yourself getting quiet. And we're gonna set an intention today, and that intention is to heal the hate. And that is going to be on a small level or a big level, but we're gonna turn it over to the higher guides, the higher allies, and for me, that's the stone world. They're my buddies. So here, just dropping down, nice deep breaths. We're gonna set our intention, and to do our energy clearing here, to reset and stabilize, we're gonna use the power of these grounding stones, these beautiful, gorgeous, dark. There is indicolite, which is a dark blue tourmaline, black tourmaline, numite, which has some flecks of gold. To me, it's very galactic. It's got a lot of meteorite space energy. And kimberlite, which comes in the same veins and quarries that diamonds do. So we're just taking the energy here of clearing and grounding. And I want you to use this sense of these stones grounding you, and find yourself to ground, center, balance, and align. Let's do that again. Ground, center, balance, and align. And one more time, dropping deeply, letting your human mind quiet, just feeling this in your body, feeling this as your feet touch the floor, as you feel your energy connecting to the earth. Using these grounding stones, indicolite, tourmaline, numite, kimberlite, feel that ground, center, balance, and align. And we're at the phase in our maximum medicine matrix, the phase of intention. So we have an intention to heal the hate, and we become aware of that intention. And just really feel what that feels like. And allow it to be bigger than you could imagine. Allow it to really have power. Really let it be something bigger than you thought. And we're going to ask, especially these beautiful grounding stones, to allow us to act on our intention. Allow us to bring that forward in our daily life. And remember, that's for ourselves as well as the world around us. And feel that intention to heal the hate. Feel that intention. And allow that to come with all the energies around. And I've represented these of the beautiful colors of the earth, and allow that to affirm that this intention has power and potency. We've become aware of it. We allow it to be bigger. We ask that we can act on it, and we affirm its potency. Beautiful grounding stones holding you deeper and deeper. just feeling that energy of grounding. That's the same flow of your energy body as it connects to the earth. How it sources from the deep iron core crystal, the power of the magma of the earth. Remembering that it's in our grounding that we are human. And that is the key principle of ground, center, balance, and alive. And you can always ground with the memory or connection to the beautiful grounding stones, of which these are a few. The tourmalines, the numites. These are beautiful, dark, rich earth representatives. And breathe into that grounding, holding fast on our intention. Knowing that as we've called this intention forward, we are resetting and stabilizing our fields. Reset and stabilize, allowing yourself to really feel the potency of this intention. And that a potency includes how it's going to go forth into the world. And you can feel your energy body relax into this. It's hard sometimes to let go of the day when the day is really packed with sensory overload and craziness. But here is your place to let it go and step into the reset of your field, step into the stabilization. And if you choose, let your stone allies take the stress of the day. Let them grab it up and mulch it. Let them be the composter of the excess energy that's no longer serving you. Turn it over to those beautiful earth allies and allow yourself to ground more deeply. As this intention is really, really settling in and becoming part of our forward energy field. And the second step, as we're now beautifully connected to the earth, we're going to allow our desire for today to expand. The second step in the maximum medicine matrix, from intention to expansion. Allow this to expand. And the main beautiful stone today is that of Labradorite. Can you see the gorgeous? It's called chatoyancy, where depending on how you turn it, crystals within the stone make this iridescent, gorgeous blue. Labradorite is also one of the shaman stones. It's a beautiful stone of transformation, and it has the power to help us expand. So to help us expand in the energy field, we want this desire that we have set today, the desire to heal the hate, to expand into our entire field. So while you're considering expansion, we're just going to recognize all of the vibrational components of our field. And to do that, I'm just going to briefly call in the colors, and I want you to see them as I call them in. I've got many of them here represented by the flowers. But we're going to call forth the vibrational energies of our field to allow us to expand. So bringing in the red, the deepest fire engine, cherry red. Bringing in the red and allow that to expand in your whole field. As your field expands, it gives more room for the wish we set for today, more room to heal all of the hate. Bringing in the red. Feel that red all through you. And now let's bring in orange, pumpkin orange, sun-kissed navel orange, butternut squash orange. Bring in that gorgeous orange of the sunset. Bring that into your field more clearly, more strongly. You have that vibration already. We are expanding it, sending it, feeling it bigger, feeling more. Again, we're bringing our awareness to it. And we're allowing these colors, these vibrations to expand. Allowing the orange. And now we're turning our mind's eye to the yellow of a sunflower, the yellow of the center of a daisy, the yellow of a goldfinch. Beautiful yellow. Just expanding that color through our field, becoming aware of it. Allowing it to take over just for a moment. Let it be the primary vibration of your field. As we give awareness to each of these vibrations, the actual literal signature of our energy field in space is amplified. So push the envelope with the yellow, push your field out bigger, brighter, blazing. This is the action we take as after we're aware and we've allowed, letting yellow expand our field. And as we expand all of these vibrations, we are expanding it with the desire for healing the hate. Our field is getting clearer, cleaner, bigger. We're expanding it. And now, bringing in green, gorgeous grass green, freshly mown fields, the green of the leaves of the trees, perhaps as they just bud out at the beginning of springtime. Expanding that green energy now, that vibration. Allow it to expand. Take the action to be aware of that beautiful, gorgeous green. As we expand our field, to give more room for our intention, more room for the insistence that we will heal the hate, more room for the possibility that we can do it. And now bringing forward gorgeous, light blue,
a turquoise, London blue topaz color, gorgeous, gorgeous blue. Feel that vibration of blue as we expand our field, acting to bring that gorgeous blue to all the nooks and crannies of our field. The other vibrations are there, but we're just paying our focus to the gorgeous blue, robin's egg blue, gorgeous sky. Aware of that blue, allowing it to expand, knowing that as we expand, we are acting on the power of our intention. Heal the hate. In these pure frequencies of these vibrations, there are no stains, there are no black smudges. There is no room for hate. This is pure, unadulterated, potent vibration of light. And bringing yourself now to indigo, that dark eggplant purple, blue jean, dark blue, gorgeous indigo, the depths of the ocean, that dark, deep blue. Expand that out. In this purification of these vibrations, as we are aware and allow and act to bring these vibrations more clearly, we are giving power and intention and strength and potency to healing the hate. Just feel indigo, and that's represented here in this gorgeous amethyst and the dark purple blue of fluorite, beautiful stone messengers to remind us of that vibration. And the next step is usually to go to violet, but I really want to pull in the white light. So we intend that violet is there. We're not ignoring violet. We're just going to switch gears a little and really lock us into the beautiful white light, the highest frequency, the frequency of the realm of angels, that gorgeous, shining, shimmering, the very tip of a candle flame, the brightest bright of the sun. When you look and you have to close your eyes, it's so bright. The crystalline white, diamond energy. And allow that to fill the field. And now let's just take a minute to really affirm that we have expanded our intention to heal the hate. We have expanded that so beautifully that we have cleaned, reset, stabilized our field, pushing away any places for smudge and shadow, pushing away any places where we're not squeaky clean connected to source. Which allows us to drop in to the final step of the matrix of healing, from intention to expansion, to power. And we land in power in the beautiful crystalline energy shown to us by all of these representatives of the stone people and the beautiful representatives of the flower world. You have the power to be one with Source. You have the power to go beyond duality and separation. You have the power to heal the hate. Linking up more closely with your energy field, making it as squeaky clean as possible, because these are the rays of light on which spirit travels and connects to you. This is how Source and you link up. This is how you aspire to be more. And as I like to say in my healing practice, to be maximum. This is the power. You have the power. We have the power. Straightening up our energy field, expanding it to something bigger, more shiny, more clear. Pushing away the shadows and filling with all of the vibration of light. Landing at the crystalline palace in our connection with Source. The place of maximum power, place where we can truly manifest and create a new world. Come back often to this meditation. I have called all my helpers in to really lock in their power, to ride the energetics of this meditation. Use it to remind yourself that we are bigger, we are capable, we can be one. We can live beyond duality. And we're going to go to a short break here. If you want to gently during the break, come back. And we have a few minutes to talk about how you can use this in your day-to-day. And we're going to just cut now to a break. Wishing you peace and healing.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Thank you for that little beat. That sounded like a TikTok, like a clock. My gosh. Doc Martin, Dr. Sharon Martin, for more information about her work. And by the way, you can work with her directly and she will create a personalized stone healing. And this is part of what she does in her mentorship and coaching program in Maximum Medicine. And later on, when we take the video out and present it separately, one of the things you'll hear is she kept referring to the Maximum Medicine Matrix. And we'll let you know, it's right there on her website if you go to Maximum Medicine. But in the very near future, you're going to be hearing more about that healing Chicana. But most importantly, I didn't want to come back, Sharon.
I didn't either.
I know. Is that awful?
Well, you know, that's the power. Well, it's the power of going quiet. But for me, it's the power of the stones. And when you set them in an altar, and setting them and putting the flowers on, that's a prayer. And then you just all of a sudden, there you are, dropped into. Yeah, you don't want to leave, do you?
No, I think that for many of us, you know, this is healing hate, and underneath hate, and I want to be very clear about this. This is not an opinion on whether or not people should feel what they feel. That's not what we're talking about. But this is an invitation to heal the woundedness that causes that vibration of hate. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really discount what your life's experiences are or were, or what has been done in the world. But this healing, Sharon, allows people to even step more fully into mm-hmm. their passion and purpose.
And that's the power also of forgiveness. It's not saying what was done to you was okay, because not okay. But if you keep holding the anger, the irritation, the hate, the victim feeling, that you can't be bigger, you can't expand and go further with more purpose in the world. So mm-hmm. for me, heal the hate is really a call to step past our shadow side and go for the light.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I can't thank you enough for this today. And what folks should know is, you know, this is a body of work that you have said yes to. And I want to just say to everybody listening today, you know, please go ahead and contact Doc Martin and schedule time with her. It doesn't matter what's going on with you. You know, it may be you're saying, I'm not in that place of hate. But the question is, are you feeling joy? Are you feeling peace? Are you feeling grounded? If you're not, there's something underneath that. And, you know, you could carry that with you a lifetime. But I think today what we're saying is you don't have to. We don't have to, Sharon.
You know, I just had this image, you know, it doesn't matter how new your car is, but a car wash takes it bigger. And my work and why I was drawn to it, at, because traditional medicine was missing something for me, in really getting squeaky clean the energy field, that drops people into a place of power that's unbelievable. So yeah. I'm all for that. Yeah. So it's like a car wash for the soul.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, talk about a car wash. What you just did, that was like detailing a car right there. Right, Benny? That was like I'm taking my car, I'm getting it really fine-tuned. Sharon, thank you so much for this today. Let's make sure everyone has your information. And then what would you like to leave us with? I'd like to know what your personal message is for us today.
So first, just let me handle the logistics. DrSharonMartin.com, DrSharonMartin.com. And that's my website, and you'll find out everything you need to know and how to contact me. My work is about helping you step one step further on your soul path, whether it's a little step, whether it's pulling you out of chaos, whether you want to stretch your wings further, whether you really want to expand, let me help you along the way. I love doing that. And I have a lot of helpers. I have the stone world, the plant world, my spirit guides, the big cheeses in the angel world. And we'll use them to help bring about a transformation, however little, however big. So I'm happy to help if you need me, DrSharonMartin.com.
And I wanted to say to everybody, you're going to hear a lot more about what we're calling the Maximum Medicine Matrix. It is an incredible, if you can imagine, exponentially, energetically driven matrix of 9 components. And the 9 components, really what they're about is they address a different aspect of who our spiritual nature and what we can become. And they provide a roadmap. They provide a way to take a look at an aspect of our lives and say, my vision's not clear, help me, Doc Martin. You know, my performance is not clear, help me. My success is not clear, help me. My transformation is not happening, help me. And that's what Dr. Sharon Martin has created. Thank you all. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thanks, Olivia. Thanks, Benny. Thank all of you who are listening.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in, to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.